We're back on the air. This is Radio Entrepreneurs. My name is Jeffrey Davis, and I want to thank all our friends over at MTP Software and The Social Scene for hosting us, building us this studio. Our next guest is a returning guest, great product, Jonathan Newman of LA Insiders. Is that how you pronounce it?
It's very close. I mean, but there's so many different pronunciations, and they all work. I happen to call it LA, LA Insiders, but it's LA, LA. There's so many wonderful pronunciations. That was fun of the branding challenges.
It has the French accent aigu.
It does have the French accent aigu, but it doesn't really matter.
That's why I made the E softer.
Well, you know, some people will and some people won't. And
well, Americans wouldn't, I know.
Yeah, but it was part of the whole branding strategy to give it something graphically that looks kind of cool. Obviously, this is a radio show, so you're not seeing the graphics on the ELE with the accents.
But you're on our YouTube channel.
And we are on YouTube, so if anybody wants to do that, then they'll be able to see the kind of cool graphics that go with it.
Right. Tell me about the product, the development of it. It's quite a unique look.
Thank you. That's the whole idea about anything that's an entrepreneurial startup or a new concept. What's going to differentiate it? What's different? So this is an indoor shoe. It's an indoor shoe that's kind of built for today's lifestyle. It's a lifestyle brand. LA is supposed to stand for kind of just hanging out and chilling or any other kind of activities that like require the least amount of thinking. So it's really a comment on what's going on in today's society as kind of, you know, how we behave and how we roam around the world and doing things or not doing things. So what we wanted to do was we realized that when you're indoors, the option for indoor footwear tends to be slippers or it might be some kind of flip-flops or it might be some sneakers or something like that. And we thought, you know, none of these things are kind of interesting. Maybe we can create a real opportunity here, something that's pretty disruptive. Hence the idea for LA Insiders. They're not slippers. Once you say slippers, who cares? So the idea for LA Insiders is that it reflects your lifestyle and what you're doing when you're hanging out or whether you're just casually going from point A to point B, running some errands. Now, right now, all of the designs are for women only. We hope to expand to men and children, but our research said that the vast majority of our customers are going to be women in general, so we started there.
And I've taken it out and shown it to some shoe people. They love the product. They think it's very much a female product.
Yeah, it is. I mean,
right. Chris might wear it. But
well, frankly, you know, right now, I wear them. Actually, they are unisex, but because of the sizing, which are only small, medium, large, extra large, they will go up to a size 8.5 men's, which happens to be my size. So I do wear them.
They're quite, you know, when you look at them, they're really quite well built. You seem to have decided to take a very high end on the construction of the shoe. Is that true?
That is accurate. The whole concept was first discovered by me in Buenos Aires, in a little boutique company that was manufacturing them in Buenos Aires. And we worked together to license the concept. And one of the things that we learned, we bring the product back here, they didn't have the capacity to produce in Argentina for us. And it came with a rather difficult name to pronounce, so we couldn't carry over what they had done, which was called Floripondius. So we had to come up with a name. Also, they had a more square toe to it, and we found in our research that we needed a more elegant profile, a little gentler toe box. And the main thing that we heard also was put in some memory foam, give this thing some real substance. Also, the stitching. We wanted the stitching to be really clean and elegant. So the combination of adding some memory foam, we use synthetic ultra suede, some really nice cottons, some wonderful really materials, at the same time being really sensitive to price point because we wanted these to be a fashion statement. So when someone is wearing, say, let's talk about women, which is who these have been built for right now. The line is completely for women only, let's say. So imagine anybody wearing leggings. what are their options, whether they're staying at home or whether they're going and running some errands or, you know, going to the gym or whatever they're doing. Oftentimes, again, what we just talked about, they're wearing flip-flops, they're throwing on some sneakers, they're throwing on any number of different things. So the idea here was this is a casual footwear that would be really great to run some errands, go to the market, or do any of those kind of activities, go to Starbucks, whatever the case may be. So at the same time, we wanted to give them some fashion-forward looks to them. At the same time, when she's getting ready to go out for the day, is she wearing black, red, or blue? What color does she want in her footwear? What kind of pattern? So we wanted to give these a sense of fashion the same way any woman getting dressed during the day that has a fashion awareness about her wants to pick her shoes to coordinate with her outfit. We wanted to give them a number of different options as well. At the same time, we wanted to be price sensitive. We wanted these to be casual and informal shoes where you can have multiple shoes, multiple Daily Insiders, so to express what you're feeling that day and what you're looking for.
Because you could keep them in the kitchen, you could keep them in the car, you could keep them under your desk at the office. You know, it's something where you could just keep one everywhere and have it as a way of comfortably working and doing whatever you're doing.
Exactly.
Very nice. And they're actually machine washable, correct?
They are machine washable. You throw them in a gentle cycle, cool temperature, air dry. We've been testing them now for a better part of a couple of years, and it's remarkable how resilient they are. The thing that's really kind of distinguishes them, we say they're sort of indoor footwear, but they're street ready. The reason for that is they have a rubber sole to them with some really neat pattern that really grip. They really have some really good friction and traction.
Yes, I noticed that as well.
And so so they give you this kind of sense of comfort. At the same time, you're firm. You're not going to slide around. And that allows you to take them outside. Unlike a lot of other kind of, you know, let's call them slipper type of footwear, they don't allow that to happen. I mean, the one that is sort of the market leader, which we admire, are Uggs. And you'll see lots of particularly younger women, you know, out and about, whatever, again, whether they're wearing leggings or sweats, or again, it's a casual lifestyle. They're dressed very casually. You'll see them oftentimes wearing their UGG slippers, but those come with some significant rubber soles and twice the price point.
Wow. Interesting. Where do you expect to go with this?
Well, we built this company on the Field of Dreams business plan. Build it and they will come. So what that means is we were able to bring this to market and get a proof of concept. So we're currently for sale. You can buy these right now on Amazon or on our own website, which is, can I give a plug?
Sure.
It's www, of course, eleinsiders.com. So eleinsiders.com. So either way, it will be the same price, and it's free delivery. So we're selling direct to consumers right now, and you can buy as few as one, and it's free shipping. And the price point is $48 for almost all shoes and the boots. There's one style of boots that come in four colors. Are $56. So we were able to bring it to market, but we didn't have the wherewithal. And that's why I say the Field of Dreams. So we're putting it out there and hope that, and just as in the film Field of Dreams, build it and they will come. We're hoping that, again, through social media and word of mouth, and hopefully, again, to, you know, attract some strategic partners, whether it's either on the investment side or whether it's a retail partner or whatever, people that will help us build the brand, because we really don't have the marketing muscle to invest in the kind of promotion that we'd really like to do to get the word out. So right now, it's word of mouth more than anything else. You won't see us right now advertising as much as we would like to. We just don't have the wherewithal to do that.
So, Jonathan, give us a sense of your background. Were you an entrepreneur before this?
Yeah, pretty much most of my adult life I've been an entrepreneur. I've never really had a traditional job. I started out in the field of communication arts and advertising, started out as a commercial photographer and morphed into an art director and a producer of TV spots and thereabouts, which ultimately led me to be around an awful lot of designers and people designing things. So I have a visual orientation. And ultimately, it led me to starting a gift and home decor importing company 30 years ago. It was called Boston International, which I built from scratch with a partner. We were a classic bootstrap startup. His house was the warehouse. My house was the office. And little by little, we built it up to a reasonably sized company. We had 70 employees and 100,000 square feet of warehouse space and an awful lot of stuff. It was a real business. It was a real business. And we were selling to almost 15,000 stores coast to coast. So I've been importing and distributing and building product mostly to consumer brands, or not necessarily branded material, but consumer products that were sold in basically retail stores throughout the country, whether they were big chains or mom and pops. And that kind of led me to discover, after I sold my share of the business, I wasn't sure what I was going to do next. And but I had discovered through our distribution channels that the most vibrant part of our marketplace of our customers had to do with a fashion accessory. And we had been searching for years and years to find some kind of a fashion accessory, an easily accessible fashion accessory, which we'll define, for example, to give you some ideas, a scarf, a belt, a pocketbook, casual jewelry. So we were trying to figure, we had customers, most of our customers were selling this category, but we didn't have those kinds of products. So I had been on the search for years and years. What could we do? Again, that was a bit different. You either have to compete on price or distinctive design or unique something or other, and we didn't have that. So I'd been out looking, and I happened to discover the Floripondia shoes in Buenos Aires, but at that time, I no longer had a distribution vehicle for a good idea that could be adapted and launched into the marketplace. So one thing led to the next, and after about a year of doing a little market study to see if this was a viable idea, I kept getting thumbs up. Great idea, great idea. I didn't want to start another business, Jeffrey. Honestly.
Right, I understand that, believe me.
But, you know, this kind of took hold. I just wanted to give it life.
When you're an entrepreneur, sometimes it's compulsive behavior.
Yeah, you know, but I'm hoping I won't be, you know, sort of the Don Quixote, just jousting and stuff. I think we got something here.
I think you do.
People, you know, the customers we've got some great reviews. Lots of people that I know have been wearing them, rave about them. It's just hard to get the word out. I mean, there's a lot of great stuff out there, and people are being assaulted with a lot of opportunity, and breaking through is tough.
Jonathan, if somebody wants to find you, find the product, how would they do that?
Well, I'm easy to find through the AlienSiders website. There's a contact us spot there. You can just hit, you know, contact us and send an email, and you'll find us very easily. And to me, we're not a big organization, so it'll filter to me pretty quickly. That would be the fastest and easiest way to do it. I'm not sure that you want me to publish my private cell phone number or email addresses. That's probably not as cool as anybody else. But I'd love to hear from anybody, frankly.
Great. I've been speaking with Jonathan Newman of Ale, for some people. You know, you really need to go online and take a look at the website. The shoes are really fun. They're really fun, and they're high quality. And my name is Jeffrey Davis from Radio Entrepreneurs. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back after these messages.